The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
But look, get to the UGA stuff. First off, and we haven't mentioned this, and I just wanted to touch on this. My heart goes out to the Smart family. I can't imagine what Kirby was going through. His father passed away, and I think, you know, his dad had fell on New Year's Eve and had to have surgery New Year's Day when the game got moved. I guess it allowed Kirby to be around for some of that. But the passing of his father is very, very sad. I read some stories that some people had put out about who his dad was, and obviously seemed like a really, really good guy, former coach, but really sad stuff for the Smart family.
It's just it's honestly just a terrible thing. And you're right, I've read a bunch. Rusty's put out a bunch, as has a number of other people, you know, around this city that know Kirby Smart, know his father, know that entire family legacy that that he had going on. So you're right, when that news broke, man, I think everybody kind of, you know, stomach kind of fell to the ground a little bit. So I know that's got to be tough, and hopefully he's taking the time that's needed to kind of sort through that.
Yeah, but guys, they got a ton of people leaving, and it's Georgia. Georgia puts out, you get all this talent every year, and they either break through and they play and they leave, like Damon Wilson, who's entered the portal, and he had, what, 3 sacks last year, a couple forced fumbles. They stay long enough, they're starters, they can leave for the NFL draft. You know, they Jalen Walker, Carson Beck, Michael Williams, and Malachi Starks all have entered for the NFL draft. And when you talk about Walker and Williams, I already told you what Wilson is leaving in the portal. I mean, that's 20 tackles for loss between those two, 12 sacks between those two, you know, some forced fumbles, some fumble recoveries. That is – those are playmakers.
Yeah.
That a defense that was still pretty talented.
Chaz Chambliss is in that conversation as well. And you're right, and really in a lot of different ways, you tell me if I'm wrong, the front seven is what Georgia is known for, right? That's where they make their money. That's where they make their hay. It's the front seven defenders. It's the N'Kobe Deans. It's the, you know, Jalen Carter. It's everybody else, you know, up front, Nolan Smith, all those guys that have been those high caliber defenders that have come out of Georgia, and that's what they're known for. And so I am positive that Kirby will find other names and other playmakers to plug into those roles, but I don't think it's going to be easy, and I think that's going to occupy a lot of his time moving forward trying to find these guys in the portal. So we'll have our head on a swivel. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you guys might know better than me. I think the portal closes tonight for Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. I think tonight's the last night that those guys that are there right now can enter the portal.
Garrett's okay. Giving a thumbs up. So
yeah, so there you go. So that'll be interesting to see if any other news comes out today. But I really, and I mentioned this earlier, following along with Brandon Adams, Connor Riley, all our friends over there at Dog Nation, that Wilson news, the Damon Wilson news, was one that really took a lot of guys off guard in terms of not getting any bad news, you know, throughout a lot of this time. That was the one that I think caught them off guard.
But I'll tell you one that didn't was Jaden Rashada.
Yeah,
I told you guys, dude, when he came here, I said, I don't understand it, and I don't think he ever plays it down for Georgia.
It didn't make sense.
He just sat at a program that wins – for a year now, maybe he developed a little bit. I don't know, but he sat there with his pads on in every game, but he never even sniffed the field. And I think the quarterback battle, if you say, hey, who's going to be the quarterback next year for Georgia, I'd say, I don't know, but it's going to be Gunnar Stockton versus Puglisi. I can tell you that.
Is there just a chance that and Puglisi, by the way, ding. Good for him, because he doesn't shy away from these battles. I mean, the whole Dylan Raiola saga that was going on around his recruiting and everything else, like, he just continues to step up to bat. So I hope there's a good future for him. But is there a chance with this Jaden Rashada stuff that it was just simply last offseason, a situation of musical chairs, and he just kind of ran out of options, and at the last minute was like, oh, this seems like a good place to be.
I don't know. If you look at his timeline, he was committed to Miami and then decommitted for money to Florida, which the collective that was running things at Florida NIL-wise there couldn't come up with the money, all of the money. And some of it, I guess, wasn't enough. And I know that there's a lawsuit pending, which I think might maybe hurts it every time he transfers. And then he goes to Arizona State, plays a year. I don't want to get it wrong, but I know he's not the starter. Then he becomes the starter, and I can't remember if it was injury or poor play, but then he doesn't start at the end of the – he's not starting at the end of the season. He transfers, comes, and he hits Georgia. Why were you in the portal that late? Did nobody else want you? I don't know. He comes to Georgia, never even smells the field. Now, I don't think he was going to because of Carson Beck, but
yes.
But you're a guy that started some games. You couldn't, you know, why was it you couldn't jump Gunnar Stockton? Is it because of the way Kirby does things where you have to kind of be in there and get proven, or was it something else? I don't know. Now he's in the portal again. Where do you go, though? You've been to three schools already where you've actually walked on campus and left. Where's the fourth one?
Yeah.
You know what
sucks about this entire thing is that everybody you talk to, this is not actually Jaden Rashada making a lot of these decisions. It's the people around him.
Well,
his representation, his parents, whatever it is.
I had heard it was his dad.
Yeah. And that sucks, man. Like, I hate that for that kid. He needs to be able to plug in somewhere and stay for a while for his own development as a person. And I know that, look, it's the almighty dollar. I don't blame him. But, man, you just wish that that things were panning out differently.
I asked somebody that had been around him in one of the recruitments, and they said he's a great kid. They said, look, he's a great kid. Things didn't work out. And
kind of being led astray.
Yeah, and that is what sucks about this. That's what sucks about the whole NIL thing. Remember, it used to be like, how'd so-and-so go there, huh? Word is, his uncle got a payment, you know?
Right,
and that was like the code word.
You better have that.
It was always an uncle.
The McDonald's bag.
Well.
You miss those days?
I do a little bit because the portal is, it's the perfect storm, Tiff. The portal, along with the NIL, has made it where some kids never get to experience what college football could be for them, and the development and the growth as players, and some of it is as young men and under, you know, if you asked me if I had a son, I'm a daughter, but if I had a son, who would I, you know, somebody I'm willing to play for? Shane Beamer, a Kirby Smart, a Marcus Freeman, someone like that, where I think that they make them better human beings. Nick Saban would have been one at the time. Like, they're not getting that because parents and family around them see money signs. And I'm not saying all of them. It's not all of them. It's a select few. And then that's leading kids astray. And it's sad. Yeah, it is. It does. It sucks for them because they're missing out on those opportunities.